Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you for your mighty presence you've given to us. Lead us and speak to our hearts. Touch everyone today. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. What a blessing. Today, I want to share with you on a simple message. And the message is, don't take away my sacrifice. Don't take away my sacrifice. Amen. Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. And we are going to read Don't take away my sacrifice. Amen. Are you in Daniel? Verse 30. I think the Shouting Stars are going to get the Best Ministry Award. The Best Ministry Award in the church. All right. Beautiful. At the verse 29, Daniel 11, verse 29. At the appointed time, he will return and come into the south. But this last time, it will not turn out the way it did before. For the ships of Kittim will come against him. Therefore, he will withdraw in fear and will return and curse the Holy Covenant and take action. So he will come back and pay attention to those who abandon the Holy Covenant. Forces from him will arise, verse 31, desecrate the sanctuary fortress, and do away with the regular sacrifice. Everybody say, don't take away my sacrifice. Don't take away my sacrifice. I can't hear you. Don't take away my sacrifice. Don't take away my sacrifice. All right. He will come and he will do away with the regular sacrifice, and they will set up the abomination of desolation. Everybody say, abomination, abomination of desolation. And by smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly towards the covenant. But the people who know their God will be strong and take action. Amen. All right. Let's read verse 31 in the King James. King James. An arm shall stand on his side, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. Amen. Now, This is the book of Daniel. I want to welcome. I see over 1,000 people online. You're all welcome. You're part of us. Amen. And we are all blessed to be here today. Now, there are some people who are against your sacrifice. And I want us to be very protective of our sacrifice. Now, what is your sacrifice? Is your opportunity to sacrifice or do something for the Lord. That's your opportunity. Your opportunity to make a sacrifice. Opportunities are to sacrifice are as valuable as anything. You cannot imagine. For all the friends of Reinhard Bonnke who had the chance to support him, right, until his end. And after he was gone, a whole lot of people don't have anywhere to support or to sacrifice something for and to. Yes. I even met some people recently. They were saying that they were looking for people who are doing evangelism to support them. They don't have people. They have millions. They don't have anybody. They know. Yeah. It's true. Now, this was history. The book of Daniel is so accurate, and it happened 500 years before the event, so that people actually think it was written after. Yes. So Antiochus, who was one of the Roman or Greek or one of these people who was fighting against the Jews, came to Jerusalem, right, fought against the Jews, okay? And look at what it says. And they shall pollute the sanctuary. How do you pollute a sanctuary? By doing things that are unthinkable and unheard of and incredible, unthinkable, I should say, in the sanctuary. Now, what unthinkable thing was there? And what this man did, he wanted to do something horrible that would sort of spoil the sanctuary of the Jews, the church. So he decided, number one, to take away the daily sacrifice. And then to replace it with an abomination. Now, if you tell somebody, I abominate you. Abominate. Do you know it's a word? I abominate you. What does it mean? Abominate. To turn from. To hate. To the highest degree. Yes, to loathe, to abominate all impiety. So it's to detest and to hate something. Now, so to bring an abomination is to bring something detestable and horrible. And what did they do? They brought a pig. The history tells that they brought a pig. We Jews don't eat pork. So they brought a pig. They first of all stopped the sacrifice, and then they brought a pig to, to sacrifice the pig themselves inside the temple. That is what happened, and that's what Antiochus did. The unthinkable. Two unthinkable things. He built an idol altar upon God's altar and slew swine upon it. He offered sacrifices which were not according to the law. And Antiochus compelled the Jews to forsake or stop their sacrifice and sacrifice pigs every day. Yes, that's what he did. He replaced the sacrifice. And this incorrigible behavior of King Antiochus shows us how people substitute the real sacrifice with other types of sacrifice. Are you ready to type something? Type, everybody is sacrificing something. Yes. Everybody is sacrificing. So Antiochus was sacrificing pigs and making the people come and sacrifice daily pigs. Goodness gracious. He was sacrificing something. And that is the point that we want to make today, that everybody is sacrificing something. Amen. Have you typed, don't take away my sacrifice? Type it. I know you are all holding your phones. I hope you are not sending a WhatsApp to anybody or writing in your notes things to do. Things to do after church. If you write things to do after church, you know yourself what will happen. Don't take it away. So, people are sacrificing all the time. But this is something that Satan is against you making your sacrifice that you have to make to God. In 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 3, it says, let's read from verse 2. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign. And he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, his God, like David his father. But he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Yea, he made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. He sacrificed his sons by making them go through fire. Listen, everybody is sacrificing something. Make sure that you don't allow people to take away your sacrifice, because your sacrifice is the release of power. When you sacrifice to be a dancing star, or sacrifice to be a singing star, or sacrifice to fast, or sacrifice to pray, or sacrifice to give and to support and to go on a mission and to do anything for God, and somebody takes that away from you, he's taking away your life. Satan is against your sacrifice. Everybody is sacrificing something. Psalm 106, verse 37. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Verse 37. Yea, they did what? They sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. You see, people who don't want their children to be in the ministry. They don't want their children, even pastors, don't want their children to go on missions. Don't want their children to marry pastors. Don't want their children to marry missionaries. Don't want to allow their children to be priests. But they will sacrifice their sons and their daughters for other things. Yea, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils and not to God. Yes. And to the idols, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. People are making all kinds of extra sacrifices. Do you think they don't make sacrifices to be in politics? They sacrifice even their lives. One of the things you should know about the politics is that there's real passion and real lives at stake, people's jobs. If you lose the election, you see, any government that loses election loses thousands of related jobs. Because when you become a president, you have to appoint over 5,000 people. And thousands connected to them. So you have thousands of top plus the businesses and many things. So there is real passion about the politics amongst themselves. They sacrifice everything for it. The Bible says they sacrifice their sons and daughters unto devils. Huh? And they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. When people give their lives for any cause, the wars that they are fighting, people flew from America to Israel to go and fight in the war. Yeah. If you think people are not sacrificing, then you don't understand this world. It's only that when it comes to God's work, oh, hold on. Not this one. Every area of life is taking up people's life sacrifices. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. You see all through the Bible, people are telling you that men are making sacrifices. Whether they call it a sacrifice or not, they are making sacrifices. Human beings are making sacrifices. Look at the people that went in that submarine. Do you remember that submarine that went? Is it this year or last year? Last year. Charlie! They went into a small Nina balloon. Eh? That you can only lie down or sit. You can't stand. And they went into it. Eh? So that they would go down to the deepest part of the sea. And then when they go down, they'll look through a glass where the pressure is coming through. You get what I'm saying? And you look through to see that this is the Titanic. And as they are going in, the balloon, metal balloon that they are in, it can get stuck inside the ship, or it, something can hold it, and nobody can come out. Huh? Charlie. People are making sacrifices. Everybody say, don't take away my sacrifice. Don't take away my sacrifice. You're taking away my life. Allow me to make my sacrifice. Amen. Wow. The things which the Gentiles... Look at that verse again. It's amazing, eh? It said, Gentiles, which are unbelievers, they are making sacrifices. Everybody's making a sacrifice. But it says, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that you have fellowship with devils. So it means when you sacrifice to something, you have fellowship with that thing. When you sacrifice to God, to sacrifice to the church, you have fellowship with God and you have fellowship with the church. Hey. 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Are you with me? Oh, yes. Ammon was 2 and 20 years. Ammon was 2 and 20 years. Verse 21. When he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 2 years, but he did that which was evil, as did Manasseh his father. For Ammon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made and served them. It means that when you sacrifice to something, you are serving that thing you are sacrificing to. He sacrificed to the things which his father had made and served them. Look at it. And served them. What you sacrifice to, the job that you are sacrificing to, huh? The job that you are sacrificing to. Okay? You get it? You are serving there. That's where your service is. Nobody is saying you shouldn't sacrifice to these jobs that you are sacrificing to. But don't take away my sacrifice in the house of the Lord. Because as for sacrifice, every job is making some kind of sacrifice. Some are making even ultimate sacrifices. He sacrificed and said, amen. Now, what I want you to know, are you with me? Because I'm not preaching for long, is that number one, the Antichrist, three people that are against the sacrifice. Number one is the Antichrist, is the spirit of the Antichrist, anti-God, Antichrist. Daniel 11, what we read, he shall take away the daily sacrifice. It's a type of the Antichrist. Number two, the second is Judas. He's against sacrifice. John chapter 12 and verse 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment. Are you with me? When you see somebody making her sacrifice or his sacrifice, don't take it away. Don't take it away. You're taking away the person's life. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, as I'm preaching, I'm remembering different people who've come to me at different times and said to me, please, I want to serve the Lord. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about, say, some years ago. You get it? And wanted to serve the Lord with me. And I said, yes. I remember one person came from one of these banks. So I want to serve. If I had said no, I'd have taken the person's life away. Because all that the person has done and has worked is only all that work and that sacrifice. That's the ministry. Yeah. So if I had said no, when B. Josh had, he had a job offer in Dubai, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates. Is that what it's called? UAE. They invited him from the UK because at that time he was working for Hong Kong Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. Oh, yes. But when he said he wanted to come to Ghana, that was the day that the offer was made. He said, I'll prefer to come to Ghana and to be with you, to work here in the church as a church mouse. That was his sacrifice. That was his life, his opportunity. So personally, I said, no. Go, you have a career. You finish, you are a lawyer. You are called to the bar. What is it called? Lincoln's Inn, where President Kufuor and others were called to the bar. He's called to the same bar. You are a fellow of whatever. So go, earn some money. You need to have at least £1 million in your account as a background. A background. Huh? So that your back will not touch the ground. Oh, yes. Supposing I said at that point, I said no. No, because I had a chance to say no. As many parents have given advice to their children and said no. You block them by invisible intimidation when the idea of being in Ghana or in Africa or in any other poorer place comes up. You say no. You have to be in Dubai. Be in Qatar, be in where? Abu Dhabi, be in Kuwait, and earn pounds and dollars. Become an expatriate tax-free. He was going to be tax-free. I said, you sure you want to come and be around here? We don't have anything here. Just Jesus. He said, I would like to do it. That time we didn't have this place, you know. We didn't even have the land. Then we got the land. It was a forest water. Forest water. Oh, yes. I always thank God for the people who were here. I came to show the land. Dr. Anno, I brought him here. And Uncle K, I brought him here. I said, look at a land that we have seen. It was just a small place. On this side was a drinking bar with a swimming pool for swimming. There was a swimming bar here. And another man has built, where you people are sitting over there, he has built a number of houses there. A general. There was nothing. And a road. And so many things here. Yes. I said, it's okay. We don't have much. But go and be there. That's your church. Make a canopy outside on Sundays and have the church here in the sun. Oh, yes. Instead of Abu Dhabi and Qatar and Kuwait and all these names. That was his sacrifice. That was his sacrifice. That was his chance. When I look back and I see different people approaching, coming out of the shadows and the mist, saying, I want it. I want this. When I say no, I know I'm taking away the person's life. Yes. That's why sometimes I try to err on the other side. I never like to say no to somebody who wants to be in the ministry. Yes. Because it's your life. That's it. Ministry and serving God and sacrificing your life for Him is the greatest thing. But the interesting thing is that people, everybody is sacrificing. You see Ghanaians in United Arab Emirates. Sacrifice, they have no friends. They live there, they work, they do this in, out. They don't have any social life. They can't go to church. They can't do whatever. They live there. Said that this is the amount they are earning. You see, people are paying heavy, heavy prices for different things that they are involved in. Oh, yes. Don't ever come and, don't come and preach. Don't come and preach. Don't sacrifice to me. Don't come and preach that thing to me. I don't want to hear that. Yes. If you want to serve the Lord, fine. You don't want to serve the Lord, then don't serve him. But don't come and preach to me. Oh, you don't have to prevent a young person from doing whatever. And you know, a young man, he has a future and this and that. Don't come and preach that nonsense to me. Don't come and preach that to me. Because you are paying equally a sacrifice. You are sacrificing your life for so many other things. Are sacrificing your sons and daughters to all kinds of things. Now, Mary took a pound of ointment, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus. That's what she had. That's why her name is in the Bible. And that's why we mention her every day. Because she sacrificed the small thing that she also had. This is also what she had. This is also what she had. This is also what she had. Oh. That's why her name is in the Bible. And we mention her name more than Thomas, more than all the other apostles. Because the small thing that she had, she came to pour it and break it on Jesus' feet. Wow. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. The whole house was smelling of that thing. It's like a useless thing that has been poured, and the whole house just smells of it. It's been too strong for normal. And then no other person than a traitor, Judas. Those of you watching online, let me tell you, it's no other than Judas Iscariot, who is against your sacrifice. No other than the Antichrist. And Judas Iscariot, who will be telling you, no, don't. That's why I said that, listen, if you don't want to serve God, if you don't want to come for choir rehearsal, don't come. But don't come and preach me. Don't come and preach this whatever secular ideas to me. Don't come and talk to me and advise me, whatever. Don't bring yourself at all. If you don't want to do anything, be there. But don't come and preach morals and other things to us here. Come on now, I can feel the power of God here. I said I feel the power of God. There's power here. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But don't come and preach all kinds of secularization to me. Why was this ointment sold for 300 pence? And what not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? He's coming to preach some kind of morality or some kind of, human ideas of goodness and whatever. Humanitarian whatnot. If you don't want to sacrifice for God, stay there, but don't come and preach that nonsense to me. And I'm talking to Judas right now. Ask your neighbor, are you Judas? Are you called Judas? Are you Judas? If you are offended, then you are Judas. Come and preach whatever to me. You are coming to tell me about the poor, and you are coming to tell me about, you are coming to preach to me about how you have to balance things, and we have to give things to the poor, and we have to do compassionate work, and it's not only whatever. Hey! You see people dying for politics. Killing themselves. This election that is coming, we are all praying that there will be peace in Ghana. people are gearing up to fight. Some people have the mind that by all means we win. Both sides have that feeling that by all means we win. So whoever wins, it will be as though the person cheated. Before we haven't even reached even June. Tension is in the system. People are die hard of if they will sacrifice anything. They travel day and night. Tell your neighbor, don't come and preach any kind of secular type of preaching to me. Bring yourself. If you don't want to do. Don't start. Don't come and tell me how money should be used and some as if you are some kind person. Or, hey, I don't want to hear your morals and your ideas and your moral preaching nonsense. I don't even want to hear it with my ears. Preach it to yourself. Hey, Judas is some way. Oh. Yay! Number three, Satan. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. Hey! Of the elders and the chief priests, and be killed and be raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Lord, be it far from thee. Lord, for this shall not be unto thee. This shall not be. This sacrifice is a bad idea. Jesus, you have been fasting too much. You have been drinking coffee and fasting. That is why certain ideas have come to your mind. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, whom he had just appointed, he turned to him and said, Satan, I've seen you. You want to take away my sacrifice for God. He turned to him and said, Satan, thou art an offense. Get thee behind me, Satan. Charlie, look, I had a friend. His name begins with A. Yeah. When we were in secondary school, somebody was irritating him. He was in Makati House. Yeah, in the school. You know the school. The school of schools. Yes. And the guy was doing something and he told him, stop it. The guy will not stop it. Then he continued. He said, I said, stop what you are doing. The guy will not do it. He continued again. He said, I said, stop what you are doing. The guy still continued. Then he turned to him and he said, Satan. He turned to the guy and said, Satan, get thee behind me. Charlie, the guy was very bold. How can you call me Satan? How you go if you call me Satan? How you go if you call me Satan? Me, pa, as a Christian, you just turn to me, you say Satan. He said, but I told you to stop, but you are not stopping. I think Peter was shocked when Jesus turned in front of the disciples and told him, Satan. Beginning from today, anyone who want to prevent you from being a basenta leader, from basing, from paying for things, from giving your offering, paying your tithe, making your special sacrifice to the Lord, you tell to the person, say, Satan, I've seen you. Judas, I've seen you. Antichrist, I've seen you. You tell, don't come and preach your morals on me here. Don't come and preach on any morals. When these people were invaded and their military people came to talk, they said, nobody should come and preach morals or anything to us before they started. Yes. As you have come to invade and kill our people here, don't come and preach whatever to us, morals and your ideas, whatever to us. That was the announcement that they made. Yes. No meetings after meetings. If somebody doesn't want to be a bus center leader, doesn't want to sacrifice, doesn't want to come to two services, doesn't want to sing, doesn't want to come for all night practice. You see the nice film stars we had today. You get it? It was so beautiful. How do you think they, do you know how they practice? Do you know how many hours it takes behind the scenes? When you sing well, do you know how many hours as they were singing? Give your hand together, put your hands together, put your hands together. As they were singing, I was saying that, look, you don't have any idea. You don't have any idea. It's worship time, it's worship. I said, hey, you don't have any idea. So I was asking Mother Maya, when did we do this song? And she told me, it was during the time that we had there. Holiday, every day we are working. Every day. Before you see a song that is singing, put your hands together, give your hands together, put your hands together. Hey, it's worship time. Oh, yes. Tell your neighbor, don't come and preach no morals or any of these, your ideas or me. Media, Charlie, I'm ready to sacrifice for my Jesus. Keep your morals and your ideas. Let me serve my God. Type, let me serve my God. Type on your phone, don't preach any morals or ideas to me. Let me serve my God. Let me sacrifice to my God. Now, as we close, I want us to see the people who are sacrificing. Number one, the sacrifice of immigrants. Immigrants. People who are crossing the ocean. Where's my brother? He's in Italy. He came on a boat. He said there were supposed to be about 25 people, but there were 100, something like that, on the boat. They've inflated it. He said, you're not allowed to wear the life. They say when you wear the life vest, they say we are going to drown. That is why you are wearing the life vest. Last month, you see, thousands of people cross. Show the ocean. Show us the people crossing. Show us the people crossing. Sacrifice of immigrants. We have never had people sacrificing to go to another country like we are having today in the world. Never. It has never, we've not had that level. It has only grown. People trying to go, look at them on the boat. Yeah. Show us another one. Look, I just want to tell you something. People are crossing the water to go to Spain, to go to England, to go to Greece. I just want to show you something. Do you see this room? Okay. You see, I've been in the sea on a motorbike, this motorbike thing. I had once, and I went once time. I don't know what overcame me, and I decided to go straight, jet skis. And I put Joshua and on my back. Wow. Let's do it. Were there two of you or one? Only one. And I went. You see this room, the water goes higher than the ceiling. When you see it like this. So when you are here, you see it like a mountain. Wow. But from the land, it just looks flat. Yeah. But when you are there, it's black and it goes like this. Yes, this is a deep blue sea like that. If you want to understand it, you have to watch a movie called The Perfect Storm. Wow. If you want to understand a movie called Perfect Storm, you understand what I'm saying. You may not want to go on a ship again, but just if you want to watch it. But you'll be going on a cruise soon. Amen. Type, I will be going on a cruise in my life. Practically, I will be going on a cruise in my life. Practically, type it. Type it. Don't send a WhatsApp to anybody. And don't type things to do after church. Oh, yes. Carlos and Co, I've not seen you on your cruise yet. I need to see you on your cruise. You'll be going. Oh, beautiful. Second honeymoon. Wow. That's too powerful. Love is a beautiful thing, you know. Oh, yes. People are sacrificing. That's why England has built a hostel in Rwanda to take the refugees who come to England. They'll fly them in a plane from England to Rwanda to keep them in hostels. Yes. Because in England today, they are spending so many billion cedis, pounds every week to look after so many people that have come. People are sacrificing. Look at the boat. Brother told me, he said, when you go, you don't see the land again. There's a video. Let's watch the video. Yeah. It's deflating between Libya and Sicily. Yeah. Most of the people cannot swim. They cannot swim. And the gallons are helping them to float. Yes. Yeah. Don't laugh, oh, don't laugh. It's serious. A ship has come to save them. Yeah. Look, if you cannot swim, water means death. That is why I always encourage you to learn how to swim. Because when you cannot swim, water always means death. So you should know how to swim. In First Love Church, you know how to swim and float. At least for 1 hour, you can float for 1 hour. Just in the water. Minimum 1 hour. Should just be just in the, be able to without going down. That's what it means to swim. Maxine, okay? You are in Canada, you don't know how to swim. I know how to swim. Okay. I met a brother in Amsterdam and I asked him, how did you come here? He said he was in Takoradi and there was a boat that came to the Takoradi harbor. So he found a way to go in the night and enter the boat. And then the boat sailed and then he was caught. In the ship. And they brought him back. He was brought back. Yes. Then, no, I'm telling you, because I went to see him, that why is he not coming to church? Okay. In Amsterdam.
All right.
Yeah. Then he said the second time he got on the boat, through in the night, through Sekendi Takoradi Harbor, he was able to get in. And they went. And I think they didn't go far. And then he was caught on the boat. And they brought him back. The third time. Are you listening to my story? It's a true story. It's somebody that I was sitting. He's here and I'm here and he's talking to me. Then, are you listening? Then, the third time, I may be mixing up the number of times, but the third time, he hid inside the engine. And this time they didn't catch him for some time. Then when they caught him inside the boat, they were on the high seas. And the captain had no time for mercy. He told me.
Okay.
So they took him on deck. And then one, two, three, off the boat. They threw in the middle of the ocean. And he went straight into the water. And he said when he was in the water, he looked far. And he saw a land, very far. So he started swimming through the sharks. There were sharks and others. He was swimming. I'm telling you, somebody I sat down was asking him, how did you come here? He swam. I don't know whether I should continue telling you this story, because I think the time is over now. He swam to the shore. He swam and swam and swam and swam and swam, and then he got to the shore. When he got to the shore, he came onto the beach, the sand. Then he saw some people, and he asked them, where is here? Where is where? Here is where. He said, here is Liberia. He said, here is Liberia. Here is Liberia. So, his vision was not Liberia. So, he walked back. He was still in ECOWAS. So, he walked from Liberia back to Ghana. Yes. He walked from Liberia back to Ghana. Don't take away my sacrifice. People are sacrificing. If somebody is sacrificing something and I am trying to sacrifice for God, don't come and preach your morals and your things to me, eh? I beg you. Then, this man who has gone twice, three times, has been thrown and swam to Liberia, and where he met a merciless captain who threw him one, two, three, off. He said, I'll go again. And he went on another ship. He got another ship in Takoradi. Do you know Takoradi? It's a town in Ghana, which has a harbor. So he climbed onto the ship, and I think it was this time that he went to hide inside the engine. Now he was experienced. So when they came to search for him, he escaped, and he kept hiding in the ship until the ship docked in Holland. And he said, when the thing docked in Holland, I just came out of the ship. Hey! Charlie, tell somebody, don't take away my sacrifice. People are ready to sacrifice their lives. Yes. Yes. If people are ready to sacrifice so much. So he said, now I work in a restaurant. And then I married a Dutch girl. So he took his passport. He took his passport and showed me a red passport, Dutch passport. Said, this is my passport. He showed it to me. But he could not sacrifice to come to church on Sunday. He said, no, I'm busy, I'm tired. Yeah. And he didn't come. Yeah. Listen, one day, do you know Heathrow Airport? Do you know Heathrow Airport? Yeah. When you go to Heathrow, it's where the airport in England is. Then the next area next to Heathrow is Hounslow. Yes. So one day, that's where all the planes land. One day, a brother was in his house near Heathrow or Hounslow, somewhere there, either one of those areas. He was there when he heard the sound. Pow! Somebody has gone to hide in the wheels of the plane. Flying either, I don't know whether it's from Ghana, Uganda, which country. He hid inside the wheels of the plane, inside the undercarriage. And he froze. I think he froze to death. So when the plane was landed, the wheels came out. Then he also, so they were in the house when they were, pow! Uganda or Ghana or I don't know which town. A dead body, yes. But I know some people who have survived that one too. Yes. Tell somebody the sacrifice of immigrants. The sacrifice of bankers. Bankers and accountants. Look, you know the bank, what time does the bank close? 5 o'clock. But when you pass by the bank, you see some lights on. They said those who live stay long, they usually close at 7, they will tell you. You see them working in the night, in the day. I know some people who go, they leave home at 5. They drive with their children, they have their quiet time in the car, they have their breakfast in the car, everything. Then they get to the bank, park there, and wait for the bank to open, because 8 a.m., if you like, don't be, if you are bold, don't be there at 8 a.m. If only you are bold. But where they stay, they leave home at 5, 5:30. They move in the traffic, sacrifice their lives. They transfer them, go to this country, go to this country, go to this country, go here, come, go, stay here. We are transferring you to Tamale. Anyway, no problem, Mr. Bankman. I'll go anywhere you tell me to go. Here I am. Here, sing one of those songs. Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me. Though there's really not that much I can do.
Oh, yeah.
What I have seems so small, but I want to give it all to you.
Here am I, send me. Send
here
me.
Here am I, send
me. Go anywhere.
Though
anywhere.
There's really not that much I can do. What I have seems so small.
The sacrifice.
But I wanna give it all
alternatives.
To you.
Alternatives to sacrificing for God. Nobody should come and tell us not to sacrifice. Listen. For us to have 1,000 member choir, for us to have 1,000 dancing stars, for us to have 1,000 Basenta leaders, for us to have 1,000 airport stars, for us to have 1,000 ashes, they are outside. To have 1,000 telepastors. And some of you are not in any group. 1,000 of no doing nothing in the church. Somebody has to sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, don't take away my sacrifice. Oh, yes. Sacrifice of businessmen. There are some particular diseases for businessmen, high stress, ulcer, heart attack, hypertension, sleeplessness, diabetes, a lot of diseases. That is why they fly business class. Yes. The stress. That's why they are given so many privileges. They have so many stresses. You see them doing anything. Huh? During the war in Angola, you see, that is when they were loaded. You see the people, the oil, Americans. When you go to Cabinda, you see rigs. War or no war, they are there. You go to Nigeria. Some people may say, oh, Nigeria, there's this, there's that. One time I was on Air France. I was flying to Lagos. Air France. Only white people. Only white people. There were so few Nigerians on board. White people. Yeah. There's money there. They would do anything. I said, oh, here is dangerous. Here's the whole dangerous. Where there's cash there, man. Oh, we're in cash here, man. We got golden cash. We got oil. We got this. Well, I mean, we'll be there. We'll be there. One day I was sitting by a white man. We arrive in a certain country whose name begins with one of the alphabet. I asked him, what are you coming to do? He said, I'm a business. So when we landed, he looked at, there was no light. He said, this place is like Baghdad. He said, this place is like Baghdad. You know Baghdad, Iraq. Yeah. Baghdad. I said, you go to Baghdad. He said, yeah, I go to Baghdad. Anywhere there's money, I go there. Charlie, tell somebody, don't take away my sacrifice. When I'm sacrificing, I don't want to hear any. Don't come and preach your morals and your things to me here. Keep your message to yourself. I'm ready to sacrifice for Jesus. Amen. During the war in Democratic Republic of Congo, a Congolese diamond mine was listed on the London Stock Exchange. During the war, whilst they are fighting, it is listed in the stock exchange there. Meaning what? What does it mean? It means that it's a recognized business in England, as in the midst of the war, they are doing real business right there. Tell your neighbor, look, Charlie, allow me to be a missionary. Allow me to be a missionary. Oh, yes. Journalists. How many journalists have died in Gaza? Only Gaza. Only Gaza. They are there to film, and so many have died. Eh? One day I was watching CNN on one of these things, and I saw a lady with a black patch over her eye with a wire going this way and one going up here. And she was giving an interview. She said, I lost my eye. I was filming in a war, and I lost this eye. And I was looking at this beautiful lady with the black patch over her eye. She's a determined journalist. She has sacrificed her eye. It is Jesus who told her, if any man would give up his eye, it's better to give up your eye. But this woman, she has not even read the Bible, but Charlie, she's ready to give her eye. Hey! What a blessing. Medical doctors. In 1928, a Japanese man called Noguchi, he came to Ghana to come and test a theory whether yellow fever was being caused by a particular bacteria or it was a virus. Noguchi. Yeah, he came to Ghana to check it out. Yes. A Japanese man. He was playing with fire and he got the yellow fever. Yeah. And he died here. Yes. That's why Noguchi Institute is named after him. Medical doctors ready to die for what they believe in. When that disease came, Ebola, they offered all doctors who would like, people went, I'll go. A disease, they don't know how it comes. They were ready for it. To give their lives. Tell your neighbor, don't come and preach your, type it, don't preach your morals to me. Allow me to sacrifice to my God. Stand to your feet, everybody. You don't want to go. You want to sacrifice and stay here, isn't it? This is the sacrifice. Oh, yes. Lift your hands to Jesus. I want everybody to tell Jesus, Lord, I'm Lord, I belong to you. What song do you have? Lord, I give you my life. What song do you have?
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, the moment. Lord, have your way.
Jacob sacrificed. David made sacrifices. Solomon sacrificed 1,000 bulls. To serve God, you always have to come with a sacrifice. Your life is required of you. Take up your cross and follow. It's time for us to say, Lord, I give you nothing less than everything. I give you my life. I give you my soul. I give everything, because if I don't give it to you, I'll give it to something else. If I don't give you my time, I'll give my time to something else. If I don't give you my money, I'll give my money to something else. If I don't pay a price for you, I'll pay a price for other things. I want to pay the price. Lord,
I give you, Lord, I give you,
I give you my soul. Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give
everybody, put your hand
heart
on your heart. Say, Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
Oh, yes.
I'll live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
Every moment. Thank you as we place our hands on our heart for the opportunity to sacrifice something for you at any point in our lifetime. We are thankful. Nothing will be too difficult. Nowhere will be too far. Nothing will be too hard. Because you gave your all, and it's an opportunity for us to give our all to you. Thank you for this power that is coming. We reject all Judastic satanic antichrist sentiments and ideas that prevent us from loving you with our lives. We thank you, Lord, for all this blessing you give to us. In Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to give your life to Jesus? I want to pray with you in a moment. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want to give your life to Jesus as we say our closing prayer in a few moments. But before we do that, you want to say, Pastor, I want to sacrifice my life for God and give my life to Jesus today. Maybe you were invited, maybe you came on a bus, somebody helped you to come, but you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, lift your hand like this. Look at how my hand is lifted up high. You want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand like this as I'm lifting my hand. And if your hand is lifted up high like this, I want you to come to me, come from where you are standing, come from the back, come from the side, come from everywhere, come all the way to the front here right now. Come to me in the front. I want to pray with you here. God bless you. Close your eyes and say, I want you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I can't hear you. Say, let's all say together, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. Oh God, wash me with the blood of Jesus. I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.